Welcome, and thank you for listening to Optics in Action, where we showcase leaders with vision and clarity. My name is Ryan Weiss, founder and CEO of EPS. Our team is focused on enabling companies to align people and process for increased revenue, profitability, and scalable growth, while reducing the frustrations of your employees and customers. If you or someone you know is interested in applying to be a guest on this podcast, you can find more information at podcast.epsoptics.com. Let's get to our next guest. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Optics in Action. And I am honored to have with us today Maria Moran. She's involved in member engagement at the Illinois Manufacturers Association. And Maria, I'm so excited to have you as a guest on the show today. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate the invite.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So I'm sure our audience is interested to learn more about the Illinois Manufacturers Association, what you do and how you do it. What I always like to start with is, why do you do it? What compelled you, or why are you so passionate about Illinois manufacturing and the association? And what gets you up every morning and gets you excited about this?
My husband laughs all the time because he says, this is your dream role. You connect people all day long. Like, yes, I do. I get to talk. I get to hear how I can help them. And then I connect them to solutions. So it has really been a wonderful position. I've been at the IMA for about 3 years now. And my history is, it actually started with massive people and process, something you'll relate to, in the ICU, in the hospital. I worked as a respiratory therapist before anybody knew what that meant, honestly, sadly, before it was cool, is what I always say. But it really has a lot of crossover into manufacturing, right, where people and process are at the core of the solution. And I had a business. I repped within the manufacturing space, jumped the table to business development. And along the way, I was the director of business development in 2008. And we were in multiple markets, but each one needed a different strategy. And it was a little tough during a recession to business development. So we started looking within for revenue, and our processes were really outdated and heavy. And long story short, I got hooked on people and process and helping people. I hired some great resources like yourself to help us with some lean methodology. And then I just got hooked and started consulting and helping really shift culture and lean towards the facts, right? No, lean was a big part of it, no pun intended, but and when I stepped away from that into the Illinois Manufacturers Association, which is a different layer of support, and I'm sure you'll want me to go into that a little bit, but I really feel like now I'm providing the most holistic support that I've ever provided a manufacturer, in all honesty. And it's just it's a great place to be.
Yeah. So respiratory therapy, to manufacturing and lean consulting, and you've got a really, really great background and some great perspectives. So tell us a little bit about the IMA. Tell us a little bit about Illinois Manufacturers Association and what you do for manufacturers in Illinois.
So really, at our core, we are the voice of manufacturers in Springfield. We're lobbyists for manufacturers. And that's not a tagline. It's reality. If anybody who's listening was within the manufacturing sector during COVID, that's a great example of what we do on a day-to-day. So we defined who a essential business was for the governor. He adopted that language. We went to work helping supply chains that were pivoting, right? So we were matching supplier to manufacturer. Gosh, we were on advisory boards for the vaccines distribution at both the state and city level. And we also sued the governor during that time for what we felt was overreach with workman's comp. Mm-hmm. And we're all still friends, right? We work, I think it's really important to say in this environment that we are party manufacturer. We work with those legislators that want to support manufacturers. Yeah. And at a high level, Well, that's in manufacturing speak. We reviewed over 8,000 pieces of legislation last session alone. So
Wow.
we read everything. God love our government affairs team. Thank goodness I'm on member engagement. But they do a fabulous job understanding the laws, understanding the impact, getting feedback from our members on what it'll look like in a day-to-day, if this law moves forward, if it, you know, if the piece of legislation moves forward into law, I should say. And then we get to work supporting or opposing, and sometimes we write our own pieces of legislation. And I think our superpower there, you know, and we're 130 years old. Our network is very
Wow.
large.
Okay.
And I think we're very, very good at bringing all size businesses to the table, giving voice to all size, I should say. So
Yeah.
we represent micro organizations with just single digit employees all the way up to multi-international, right? And the legislators know that.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to see advocacy in motion.
Yeah. Well, manufacturing is such a core backbone of culture and society and the things. I mean, when I first started getting into manufacturing, probably 25 years ago, my eyes really started to be opened to just how important and impactful it is. Everything from food products to automobiles and our cell phones and computers and, you know, the furniture we buy in our homes. I mean, manufacturing, even though it's sometimes hidden away from society, I mean, you know, we can drive by buildings and warehouses and industrial parks and see them, but it's so critical. It provides jobs to the people that are in our communities,
Absolutely.
provides the goods and services that we buy. I mean, so I love that you're advocating for this and that you also have this perspective of how can we make things better and faster and less waste and more sustainable? I mean, there's all of these elements that come into play. And as you referred to this, people and process, right? You've got to have people involved and you've got to have good processes to make it all happen.
Right.
So can you give some examples of how you create value for your members, how you create value for the people in the state of Illinois? What are some things that you do at the IMA that sort of create value for all of us?
So yes, and let me just address just one thing you were talking about is the people in Illinois and the jobs and the impact on the community. You know, there's over 650,000 men and women that work within the manufacturing sector. And I think people, it's such a broad title, but there's so many. You think of all it takes to run a business, and the amount of people that it impacts is huge, right? In fact, manufacturing in the state is the largest GDP in the state of Illinois.
Wow.
In fact, the IMA just created a manufacturing caucus that has both parties and both chambers involved in it so that we can really start to dig down and make it easier to do business in Illinois and just move things along faster. So to that point of what do we do? That's one, right? We want to keep the conversations flowing. We want to have a holistic conversation about the impact of these legislative decisions. And really, when it comes to what I do is I take the baton from government affairs, right? And then I am working with new members and current members to help them through our education. And I can give you some examples of this education, just direct outreach. Do they understand the impact this is going to have? And so, as you know, knowledge is power, right? The more you know, the faster you can move. Right. The more your strategies are informed, the less waste you have, right? In layman's terms. And so
Absolutely.
I always think you have to have informed strategies. And that really is when you what we do, I think, is very powerful and sometimes misunderstood. I think people only think of government affairs with the very, very large organizations, when in fact, I think we can have some of our greatest impact with small and medium-sized businesses who are doing multiple things at one desk, right? So the way I always bucket our layer of support, because it is a different layer of support from other associations, We're statewide. Is that we're about proactive compliance. Hey, this is what's coming down the pike. This is what you need to know. This is what we're still working on. And then the leadership team of an organization can come up with their strategy in response to that. I think it really also buckets or boils down to being risk averse, right? I'd rather know what's asked of me before than be surprised that I missed it.
Right? I'll tell you, I mean, and you talked a little bit about COVID and the disruption and processes and people and all these things. And I recall, seeing some information about Illinois Manufacturers Association during that time. And there was a lot of stuff. And I often say, so the program or the system that we've come up with, we call it optics. And the word optics has two meanings, two definitions. One of them is the study of light. It's very technical. It's like the legalese and the technical physics of how light works and all that stuff. And the second one, though, is the perceptions of people and how people perceive situations. And that's really this intersection of people and process that I like to talk about. Like when you were thinking about the science of vaccines and the science of all these disruptions and the legal contracts and all of that stuff that had to happen. But we also had to deal with the perceptions of people and change management and disruptions in people's habits and lives and stuff. And so I really could see the role that you played in that. And even more recently, I got some, when you and I got introduced, it was through one of my manufacturing clients who said, hey, you should really know Maria and learn more about this.
She's wonderful. So, I love that because the optics, the science part of it, the analogy for me on the IMA side would be our legislative activity. That's the science of it. Those are the details, right?
Yeah.
And the perception really does lead to the people part of it. And how, I guess the one other thing I should share is how we support people then. I've grabbing the baton, we educate them, but we also have a lot of areas of support around compliance, risk aversion, and other things that support their strategies. So for content or context on that, we have an HR forum that HR professionals can join. And our conversation is going to be around compliance. What does your employee handbook look like? Are you using this language? Don't use that language. How do you present or how do you properly document violence in the workplace by it? For example, or when do you watch it, right? It's all about, again, that proactive compliance versus some other supports that are in our communities that are more solution-based. Like for instance, there may be new safety compliance, amendments from OSHA that your clients are going to then want put in motion and, enhance their lockout tagout procedures, enhance whatever, but that would be somebody else that they would go to for those solutions. Right. We would be informing them and they go for solutions. Where we cross over between informing and connecting with solutions is really one of the offerings that we have is called the ETIP. It's Employee Training Investment Program. Everything's an acronym in manufacturing. We just administer this reimbursement and it's up to 50% of your employee training costs. And so these are state tax dollars that these manufacturers have paid into, and the state offers them up to 50% back on various different trainings. It's pretty broad reaching. Safety is one of them. A lot of the work that you would do, Ryan, is reimbursable. So that's kind of where we cross over into supporting the solution.
Yeah.
Right. But at that point, we hand it off to the experts to actually implement the solution.
Yeah. And I think that risk compliance, I mean, you mentioned knowledge is power. You mentioned that a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. I think as we think about the compliance, making sure that manufacturers are in compliance with the law and making sure they're aware of the ETIP grants or other things like that. The more that you can educate the manufacturers, the owners, the leaders in industry about these things, the better they can run their businesses and lead and guide their businesses. So I think it's really powerful what you're doing and the education. You know, some of the emails that I receive from time to time, I pass a lot of them on to my clients and help
Well,
them, you know,
if yeah.
hopefully, you know, connect with you and get where they need to go, because I think it's really incredibly powerful. So
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
yeah, so how do people learn more about or connect with you at the Illinois Manufacturers Association? How do they learn more about these things or connect with you to get involved?
Yeah, they can always email me, Ryan. So, my email is, you want me to share
Sure.
it?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. M Moran, so MMORAN at IMA-net.org. And for those of you that don't know what a hyphen is, now it's called a dash, and I'm dating myself.
Hey, I'm not getting any younger either. I get it.
The humbling moment.
yeah. So what type of companies or what type of manufacturers will benefit the most from participating in the IMA or becoming members or getting involved?
You know, I honestly don't know anybody who wouldn't benefit, to be very honest. I guess my answer there would be, you know, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to represent manufacturers. If we'd love your support, anybody's, right? And I can't think of anybody who doesn't need to know about state legislation that's going to affect their business or resources that are going to help them move faster. Honestly, size doesn't matter. Again, knowledge is power. The more you know, the more you can grow faster and effectively, right? So I don't know that I would count anybody out,
Yeah, so
to be
really any manufacturers, and I think you mentioned it earlier, from single person entities all the way up to multinationals who are doing business in the state of Illinois, doing manufacturing in the state of Illinois. It's pretty much across
Yeah,
the board, every
absolutely.
manufacturer in the state of Illinois, connecting with you and learning more about the IMA would be beneficial.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking this time today, Maria, to be on Optics in Action. I sincerely appreciate it. We'll make sure to put it in the show notes and the promotions about your email address. So it's mmoran at ima-net.org.
Net
Did
dot
I get
org.
that
You did. You
right?
did.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again for being on this episode. Appreciate all of your time and the efforts that you're putting in to support the manufacturers in Illinois.
Ryan, thank you for all the work you do with manufacturers. Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for listening to the Optics in Action podcast. If you are interested in the podcast, we welcome you to subscribe on your preferred platform, follow us on LinkedIn, or learn more at epsoptics.com. If you or someone you know is interested in applying to be a guest on this podcast, you can find more information at podcast.epsoptics.com. This is Ryan Weiss, thanking you for listening to Optics in Action.